Hello and welcome to the Northgate Podcast, where we aim to bring people closer to Christ, build them up, and empower them to go out into the world and make a positive impact. With our inspiring content and engaging discussions, this podcast serves as a beacon of hope and spiritual growth for all its listeners. The purpose of the Northgate Podcast can be summed up by our mission: to bring people to Christ, build them up in that relationship, and send them out. This motto encapsulates our dedication to help individuals discover the transformative power of Christ's love, nurture their faith, and develop a strong foundation in their spiritual journey. Now here is today's message.
Announcement for the kids in the room. Kids, in just a moment, we're going to be watching our Carl video, a favorite of what we get to do in our K to 4 classroom on a Sunday. But before we do, when we had you guys come in this morning, there was a bucket at the door of little bags of Legos for kids in K to 4. If you did not get the opportunity to grab one of those during the Carl video, Bob's going to meet you right here at the end of the aisle. I want you to grab one, because while we're in service, what I want you to do is build something with the Legos that are in the bag, and at the end, I'm going to tell you why. So while we watch Carl, if you haven't gotten a bag of Legos, you can quietly make your way to Mr. Bob, and he will help you do that. All right, let's watch Carl.
Hi there, Chicken Nuggets. It's me, Carl. Welcome to Grow TV.
Welcome to Grow TV. Boosted by Carl, where we have fun with our friends, talk about Jesus, and go over everything the Bible has to offer. Now, once again, welcome to GoTV.
Oh, hey, y'all. Sorry, I'm just a little distracted. I just found a game over the weekend, and man, oh, man, is it wild. I don't know if y'all have heard of it. It's a startup game. It's called Minecraft. You basically just get to build a whole world, and I tell you what, I have had a blast. I mean, you can create stories, gardens, animals, anything you can think of. Bam! It's possible. And because I'm so competitive, I figured I'd issue a challenge between myself and Jada. I told her the person that comes up with the best Minecraft house design in Minecraft wins. Grand prize is $5 and a corn dog that I found behind my couch. All right, so let's call Jada real quick and...
Hey, Carl.
Hi, Jada. Ready to lose?
Okay, well, it's just a friendly competition, Carl.
Right. Anyways, you finish your Minecraft house?
Yeah. I mean, I had to rush it a bit because I had a busy week, but yeah, I think it's finished. How about you?
Oh, yeah, you could say that I finished mine, and to be honest, I don't think this is very fair.
Well, all right. You want to go first?
Sure. I mean, after seeing mine, you may not want to show yours, but yeah. Here we go. Voila!
Wow! That's awesome!
Thank you. Thank you. It's pretty incredible if you ask me. You can see that I built a very strong foundation, which is pretty important. Then I kind of just went crazy with the rest of the design.
I can see that. Great job, Carl.
Thanks. I mean, I guess it's your turn if you still want to go.
Yeah, I'll show it. It's not much, but here it is. What do you think?
Well, yeah, it's good. It's decent.
I knew it. You know, I shouldn't have even showed it. I rushed it. It's not even really a house anyways.
Are you kidding me?
What? You don't like it?
Of course I like it. You win. Look at it.
Really?
Yes, really. It's insane. I mean, I'll never be that good.
Oh, don't say that. Your house is great. It's very you, and that's more important.
What do you mean by that?
I'm just saying, God has created us to be different. I mean, look at Cain and Abel.
Who?
Cain and Abel, from the Bible, Genesis chapter 4.
Oh, got it. Well, what happened with them?
Well, Cain and Abel were the sons of Adam and Eve.
We learned about them last time.
We sure did. Cain and Abel were very, very different. For one, Cain took care of crops while Abel took care of the animals, but they did have something in common. They both loved God and offered things to God in order to show their love and commitment.
That's awesome.
It is, but things started to happen inside of Cain's heart. He began to feel jealous and bothered by his brother Abel.
Really? Why?
Well, God took Abel's offerings and was very happy with them.
What about Cain's offering?
Well, God wasn't pleased with Cain's offering so much.
How come?
Well, the Bible doesn't say exactly, but it's possible that while Abel brought the best of what he had as an offering, but Cain didn't.
Oh, so Abel put his whole heart into it and Cain was just kind of going through the motions, huh?
It seems like it. So one day Cain got so angry he hurt his brother Abel really bad, and it was a very bad decision.
Wait, how bad?
Well, Cain hurt his Abel so bad that Cain didn't exist anymore, which is really sad. Abel died as a result of the hate Cain felt.
Oh no, this story is not making me happy.
I know what you mean, but don't you think we can learn a lot from this story?
Really? How? Wait a second, are you comparing me to anger Cain?
No, that's not what I mean. I'm just saying that God has created all of us differently, and that was on purpose.
But it's hard being different. Why would God make things hard for me?
You know what, Carl? I've learned that no matter what, life will always have its hard moments. But God created each of us with a specific plan and purpose to overcome those difficult times. So we shouldn't just get angry and give up. We should be confident in who God created us to be.
Wow. You are totally right. So it's not an accident that we're all different?
No way. God is so creative and wise. God knew that each person having their own set of gifts, strengths, ideas, and skills would show just how big God's love is.
All right, well, that makes me feel better.
Well, I'm glad, because once we come to terms and understand that we were made in God's image and yet we are still so different, things can get exciting. Wow, wow, wow. I had no idea today's big idea was going to be such a good one. Our big idea is God made us different on purpose. So let's say it together on the count of three, okay? One, two, three. God made us different on purpose. Great job, kids. Don't ever forget how much God loves you and how proud God is of you. Thanks for watching this episode of Grow TV. We will see you next time.
Thank you for watching and tune in next week for a new episode of Grow TV.
All right. My name is Becca Johnson, and I am the Kids Ministry Director here at Northgate. And a quick show of hands. How many of you in this room have played the game that Carl was talking about, Minecraft? Raise those hands, adults. Yeah, I see an adult hand. Good for you. Good for you. I have two. I really can't even figure out how to go forward and backward about throwing a brick or breaking a brick. It's going to take a lot of practice, and that's not the kind of time I have in my life. But in our video, you can see that Carl and his friends built two completely different houses. Carl was so excited to show his friend his creation, and he was so proud of what he built. He was sure he was the winner. But once he saw the house his friend built, his entire demeanor changed. He started to feel not so proud of what he had created. So I want you to remember that moment in the video where Carl's demeanor completely changed, because we're going to come back to that later on. So usually in our K to 4 room, which Katie Zimmerman directs, and she is fabulous. I couldn't do life without her. Can we just thank her for all that she does for our K to 4? So typically in our K to 4 room, we save the Carl video for the end. It's a great way to sum up the lesson and the activities and the games that we had done previously in service. But I decided to show it first today because I wanted to build off of what they were trying to say. As you heard, we're going back all the way to the beginning. In our Make It or Break It series, our first week we talked about creation, and then the next week, Adam and Eve, and we're picking up right there with Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel were the two sons of Adam and Eve, and they were born after the fall, which means after God sent Adam and Eve out of the garden because of their sin. So let's go right to Genesis 4 and see what the Bible has to tell us about these two brothers. We're going to start with verses 2 through 5. Let's read those together. Now Abel kept flocks and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord, and Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door, and it desires to have you, but you must rule over it." So we're going to pause right there. The Bible once again shows us that Cain worked the soil, which means he planted and cared for food that came from the ground. In other words, God gave Cain a green thumb. Abel, on the other hand, kept the flocks, which means he cared for the animals, fed them, made sure they were healthy, and also used them as a means to provide food and nourishment to the family. Both were gifted in different ways, but both equally provided for their family. And it was all going well until it wasn't. Verse 3 and 4 told us that Cain and Abel both brought offerings. This shows us that both brothers were not only dedicated to their family and providing, but also dedicated to the Lord. So let's take a moment and talk about why they brought an offering. So right here, we're going to see sacrifices and offerings in the Old Testament symbolized giving thanks to God and were intended to mend the relationship between people and God. And this gets fully realized in the New Testament through the death and resurrection of Jesus, who was the ultimate sacrifice. I'm thankful that Jesus became the ultimate sacrifice and permanently mended the relationship between us, and that today we can go straight to God because of the cross. But this story happened long before the cross. Cain and Abel's parents, Adam and Eve, knew firsthand what it was like to live in perfect communion with God. And I can imagine that these brothers had heard stories about the garden and longed to restore and mend the relationship with God. So here we are, it's offering time, and Abel brings the best of what he has, the fatty parts of some of the firstborn of his flock. And Cain brings some of the fruits of his crops. Did they both bring an offering? Yes. But as Carl said in the video, Abel brought the best of what he had, and Cain just seemed to be going through the motions. It seemed like God saw more than what was brought to the altar. He also saw their hearts and their motivations as well. And because of this, God did not look at Cain's offering as acceptable, and this made Cain angry. So let me say this. Anger is a perfectly normal human emotion. We all feel it at one time or another. In and of itself, anger is not bad. It's what we do with our anger that can get us into trouble. It's if we let it linger too long that it begins to make our heart sick. In verse 6 and 7, God directly asks Cain, "Why are you angry? If you do what is right, won't you be accepted? But if you don't, sin is waiting at your door and wants to rule over you." So like every good parent, Cain did something wrong. And every good parent says, okay, I'm going to clearly lay out what will happen if this happens again. if you do the right thing, you'll be accepted. If you don't, sin can control your life. Did Cain listen to God's warning? Let's go ahead and look on to verses 8 through 16 to see what happens. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go to the field." And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" "I don't know," he replied. "Am I my brother's keeper?" The Lord said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now you are under a curse and driven from the ground, which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth," Cain said to the Lord. "My punishment is more than I can bear. Today, you are driving me from the land, and I will be hidden from your presence. I will be a restless wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will surely kill me." But the Lord said to him, "Not so. Anyone who kills Cain will suffer vengeance seven times over." Then the Lord put a mark on Cain so that no one who found him would kill him. So Cain went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. It looks like Cain did not listen to God's warning. In fact, his anger and jealousy caused him to do something that day that he couldn't take back. And if we've learned anything from the life of David in this past series that we've gone through, we know that sin has consequences. And in verse 10, God clearly once again lays out the consequence. Cain's response probably sounds familiar to most people in the room. "It's more than I can bear," he says. I can picture him tantruming in that moment. "If you do this, I'm basically a dead man," he says to God. And the Lord responds, as he did with David, with a promise of protection. Even when we sin, he still watches over us and cares for us. God wasn't done with Cain yet, just as he wasn't done with David. Sin did not count them out. And even in Cain's exile, he saw an abundance of God's mercy. And God allowed him to start a new life in a different place and marked him to prevent him from being harmed. I believe there are things that are very important that we can learn from this story. So you remember from our video, that moment when Carl was so excited to show his friend his creation and the look on his face when he saw what she had built, the disappointment that he felt. So let's use our imagination. I'm going to ask you to do it a couple times in this service. Kids, let's use our imagination and go back to the moment after God accepted Abel's offering but was less than impressed with Cain's. Let's go back to when Cain became angry and God challenged him to do what was right. I read a book a while back by Andy Stanley, and it's called Enemies of the Heart. It's a book that really looks at four human emotions that can change the direction of our life if we don't get them under control. And one of the big emotions that he writes about in that book is anger. There's a great quote that says, "Anger is just fear's bodyguard. A heart filled with anger is a heart that is just afraid that they will have what they have to offer will be rejected or unappreciated. And if they feel they have been unjustly treated, that injustice needs to be met with justice because that's what they feel they're owed. I did the thing, and now you owe me." So how do we begin to heal our hearts from the bad thoughts and behavior that anger can lead us to? Andy Stanley suggests that the key to that is forgiveness. A heart filled with anger can lead us to making ourselves the victim of our own chaos. It fuels our justifications and excuses our bad behavior. This is part of what happened to Cain that day. Very clearly, Scripture tells us that Cain was angry. So who was Cain angry at? Was he angry at Abel? I don't think so. It doesn't reflect that in Scripture. It's not like Abel was telling Cain, just go through the motions. Just bring what you've got. It'll be fine. So if it wasn't Abel, was he angry at God? I think in part, because God was the one who rejected him. But I think that Cain was really just angry at himself. He was the only one to blame here. And his anger said, you owe me. And he used that anger to become the victim and in turn acted out to get what he was owed. What Cain needed to do in that moment was to forgive himself for making the mistake. Now, that can be a tough one. Even the grown-ups in the room can have a hard time letting ourselves off the hook. The person he needed to forgive was himself. Imagine how this story would have ended if he forgave himself for this mistake and instead let this mistake become his greatest teacher and could motivate him to do better the next time it was time to bring an offering to the Lord. Life would have gone on as usual. But that's not what happened. In fact, this story went beyond anger, and that day, anger had a buddy. And that buddy was jealousy. God accepted Abel's offering, and Cain was jealous of that. So what did he do? He took his brother out into this field and killed him. And anger and jealousy won that day. You know what I have learned is the greatest tool that we have against jealousy? That's celebrating others. Imagine with me again how the story could have turned out different is after Cain worked through his anger and forgave himself, that he went to his brother and celebrated him. Celebrated that he took the time to bring the best of what he had. Celebrated the blessings that his brother received from doing the best that he could. Abel would have lived, and Cain would have never been exiled. And sometimes when we're jealous of someone, we secretly root for their failure. On the outside, we may say things like, I'm really sorry that you didn't make the basketball team, or bummer that you didn't get that promotion. Well, on the inside, we're actually doing a happy dance because they failed. That is one of the first signs that our heart is sick from jealousy. You see, Cain and Abel were given two different talents. Neither was better than the other. Both equally important to the well-being of their family. But today's big idea says this: God made us different on purpose. Jealousy can lead us down a dark path that was never meant for us to take. And in my life, I have spent seasons of my life trying to be someone I'm not. Trying to live the life that everyone else thought I should live instead of discovering who I had been all along. And I'll tell you this, I finally found her. But it took a lot of work, and I lost a lot along the way. But as I look back, I realize the things that I lost were never meant to be mine to begin with. God made us perfectly who we are for this moment in history to exist together. You know what can really mess this up? Social media. If we spend too much time looking at everyone else's curated and filtered life, then we can begin to truly believe that we are broken and alone. We are starting a new series in a couple of weeks on mental health. It's called Disorder. And I, for one, am so excited about this series because in my life, I have struggled with mental health, and I still do at times. And I can remember when I was at my absolute lowest, and I was sitting across from my incredible counselor, and she challenged me to delete all of my social media. And she did that because over time of listening to me speak and sitting with me, she discovered that social media was the place that I went to punish myself. And she wasn't wrong. I had to silence those voices of what everyone else was showing me I should be and go find out who I really was. And I'm proud of the work, and I'm proud that I found her. And that journey led me here to Northgate. I've been here for 10 months, the healthiest 10 months I've had in my life. And I'll never regret what I lost. Thank you. Because of all that I have gained. And I've stopped believing that the world knew me better than the Lord did. God made us different on purpose. And the more we realize that, the more we can start celebrating those around us who are becoming who they were designed to be. The more we celebrate that, the less likely jealousy can take root in our hearts. We have one good and precious life on this earth, and I, for one, would rather it be filled with joy and self-acceptance than with jealousy and self-hatred. So, who did God make you to be? What do you feel Him stirring in your heart today? Where can we see anger brewing? Who do you need to forgive? Do you need to forgive yourself? Where can you see jealousy affecting your life? Who do you need to celebrate this week? Genuinely celebrate to begin to break away those feelings of jealousy in your heart. Today's takeaway says this: it's never too late to start again. It's never too late to find out exactly who God placed you on this earth to be. Let's pray. Lord, we're thankful that you see deep into our hearts, that you see the truest version of us, and that that doesn't scare you, and that you really aren't surprised at what to find there. But God, what we're thankful for this morning is that even though you see it, no matter how bad it is, no matter what anger and jealousy may be taking root or maybe growing wild in our hearts, that there's nothing that you can't redeem. There's not a single thing there that you can't pour your love and grace and mercy onto. So this morning, God, we say we'll start again. We will forgive. We will celebrate. And we'll honor you that you are the one that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, and that you can lead us out of the dark places. We're thankful that you see us and know us and love us anyway. In Jesus' name, amen. So kids, remember how I had you bring those bags of Legos to your seats and build something with them? The reason I wanted you to do that is I wanted you to see that each of you are going to build something completely different. And each of you used what you had to build something that's going to look different than anybody else's. And that is worth celebrating this morning. That God made us different on purpose. So at the end of service, kids, I would love for you to come up and show me and Miss Katie what you made. You can bring your Legos and your baggie back to us. We'll collect those, but we really want to see what you made this morning. A takeaway from today is that it's never too late to start again. It's never too late to find out exactly who God has placed you on this earth to be. Dads, we celebrate you today. There is an ice cream truck out front for all of us to go and take part of. I will meet you out there. Go in the grace and the love of God. Discover who you are. All right, kids, come on and show us what you made.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and being part of the Northgate podcast today. Your support and engagement have truly been incredible. If you like what you hear, then please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review the Northgate podcast. It's your enthusiasm and continued support that keeps us motivated and inspired to create meaningful content that resonates with our listeners. So, thanks again.